This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. A filmmaker from Fishers is coming back home from LA to make a short film about his sister's battle with addiction, which ultimately took her life. Vince Dixon hopes it will be a conversation starter about addiction, and one of the first conversations will take place at the Community Fairbanks Recovery Center, which will screen the film and host a discussion about loving someone who's battling addiction. Lauren Dixon died from an overdose when she was 26 years old. Just days before her death, Vince wrote a letter to her but never sent it. He turned that letter into a script that he said encapsulates the negative feelings of anger, grief, guilt, and resentment, but also features his hope of how to remember his sister. More farmers around the country are expecting financial conditions to improve this year, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Purdue says expectations for lower interest rates have led to an increase in farmer sentiment, though higher input costs continue to be a top concern. Additionally, farmers expressed a rise in optimism about making large investments as the Barometer's Farm Capital Investment Index rose 7 points in March. Purdue said 15% of producers said it was a good time to make a large investment, up 11% from the start of the year. Representative Phil Giaquinta, who has led the Indiana House Democratic Caucus since 2018, has added his name to a growing list of Fort Wayne politicos who want to be the city's next mayor. If he wins, it would set up a leadership contest for the caucus. Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry died last week, just a few months into his fifth term. He was recently diagnosed with late-stage stomach cancer and experienced an emergency that landed him in hospice care. He died shortly after. A caucus of precinct committee persons will choose the new mayor. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Saks Fifth Avenue plans to close its location at the Fashion Mall at Keystone in Indianapolis as part of a larger plan to redevelop a portion of the upscale shopping center. The store is expected to close at an unspecified time later this year. It will be a significant shift for the Simon Property Group-owned mall, where Saks has operated its 120,000-square-foot store since 2003, when it replaced a vacant Jacobson store after the Jacobson's chain went bankrupt. Simon has not shared specific details of the planned overhaul, but said Thursday the redevelopment will feature a, quote, curated selection of highly sought-after retail brands, along with first in-market dining and entertainment, an outdoor plaza, and new shopping space. The project will be focused on the southeastern section of the property, but the company did not disclose if other stores will be affected by the effort. The founder of an Indiana-based trucking company and his wife have donated $750,000 to Vincennes University to establish the school's first faculty fund endowment. The gift from Charles Shorty Whittington of Columbus, Indiana, and his wife, Roe, will bolster faculty recruitment efforts and foster agricultural innovation. The Whittington Endowed Faculty Fund will help support 5 positions with an initial focus in the College of Technology and in the College of Business and Public Service. The donation represents one of the largest individual donor gifts to the university in recent years. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits rose to their highest level in 2 months last week, but layoffs remain at historically low levels as the labor market continues to chug along despite elevated interest rates. The Labor Department reported Thursday that filings for unemployment claims for the week ending March 30th climbed by 9,000 to 221,000 from the previous week's 212,000. Weekly unemployment claims are considered a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week and a sign of where the job market is headed. They have remained at historically low levels since the pandemic purge of millions of jobs in the spring of 2020. In case you missed it, Purdue University President Meng Chang made it official Wednesday. South Korea-based semiconductor chipmaker SK Hynix Incorporated plans to establish a nearly $4 billion advanced packaging fabrication and R&D facility for microelectronics in West Lafayette. Plans call for a 430,000 square foot facility on 90 acres at the Purdue Research Park, and the project is expected to create up to 800 jobs by 2030. That number could grow to more than 1,000, Purdue said. In return, the state is offering an incentive package of almost $700 million, making it the largest economic development deal in Indiana history. Indiana University President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.